You're a lovable boy, just wanting the tummy rubs and kisses.
Oh, I didn't hear you come in. I was just, giving this little guy some one-on-one time. I can't imagine someone giving him up. I've always been a sucker for this scruffy ones, and he's extra cute. No, I couldn't, since... Well, for the last few years, I've been so busy with work and volunteering here at the animal shelter, I'm never home. It wouldn't be fair for him. I'm sure someone will come along that can adopt him and give him the forever home he deserves. I would like someone to come home to, but I wouldn't want him sitting there all day just waiting for me all alone.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow. Time for me to finish up feeding everyone and head out.
Ah, no. I really should get done and head home. I appreciate the invitation, though. Maybe a rain check on dinner? Okay. Good night. Hey! What are you doing here? No, you aren't interrupting anything. Please, come in. Wait, what? What's with the pet carrier?
Hi, little guy. Looks like you got broke out of jail.
Did you decide to take him home? What do you mean? Home, but not your house? I told you I wouldn't be a good puppy parent. I'm never here and I have so much going on and I appreciate the thought and your determination, but you don't know what I need. Which reminds me, how did you even get my address? No, it's okay. I know you didn't mean anything by it. It's just been a long time since someone really concerned themselves with what would be good for me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gotten so defensive. Please, sit down. I'll get him some water and you can tell me why you think me having a dog is such a big deal. Come on, you'll be fine. Let's go sit on the couch. Unless you're in a hurry to leave. It's nice to have company. Here we are. Can I offer you a drink? There's not much to tell, really. After my husband passed, I was a little lost. I dedicated a lot more time to my work, and since we never had children, I started volunteering at the shelter to fill the time on the weekends. I love helping with the animals, and it feels like I can make their lives a little easier until they get adopted. I guess it's easier to give affection and support for the fur babies because I don't have the chance to get too attached, and I don't really know why I'm telling you this. It's been a long time since anyone brushed my hair away from my face. It's the little things that you don't realize you miss, you know? But anyway, I appreciate the thought of you bringing him here and being interested in my well-being. I'm just still not sure if he will be... Damn, that was... Gone. My hair is so sensitive. Brushing your lips across it is. So, I can't even think. Shit, your hands are so strong. No, don't take them away. You can put them wherever you like. You were right. I do need this. Help me out with these jeans. I want your hands on my skin. My nipples are so sensitive. Please be gentle. They're almost cutting through this thin blouse. Or just unbutton it. That works too. Oh shit. Your teeth. The hint of pain. Along the pleasure of your tongue. It's so intense. Not at all. I told you I'm a sucker for the scruffy ones. Your stubble against my stomach is heaven. Those hands again under my ass. I love the way you're cupping it and... Well, I guess just put me where you want me. My thighs. The way you're kissing them. God. Please don't stop there. That's right, baby. Just push my panties to the side. Your tongue on my clit. It's been so long. Please don't stop. Going to make me me That was amazing. It's been so long. Please come kiss me again, so I can taste me on those gorgeous soft lips of yours. Now we need to take care of you. But I can feel the bulge in your pants pressing so hard against me. It isn't fair. I would love to. Do you not want it to? Oh, sweetheart, that's so sweet. But just because you say this was about me doesn't mean that you shouldn't get to come too. So, I do know that your workday shift with the police department, right? Well, how about I make you a deal? I'll keep the little fella, guess I better name him. But only on two conditions. Well, one is that you come by while you're on patrol and check on him, so he doesn't get too lonely. I'm getting there. And two, you come back over here this weekend. I collect on that rain check for dinner. And you collect on the debt I owe you now. What do you say? Deal?